Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello, and good afternoon. Welcome to Red Men News. I am Ross Chanley. Today is Monday, the 4th of May, Star Wars Day, for those of you who like Star Wars. Joined today, first time on Red Men News, I think, is Lauren Black from the Red Men TV Women's Podcast. Lauren, just tell us what you've been up to. How have you coped with lockdown? How's it affected women's football? And where can people find you?
Yeah, so lockdown's been interesting. It's definitely given us a bit more time to think of new ideas for the channel and stuff like that, because obviously with nothing going on football-wise, we've had to sort of get a little bit creative. But yeah, we're on YouTube, Spotify, iTunes, all that type of stuff. Just search RMTV Women's Podcast and you'll be able to find us there. We've had a good couple of guests over the last few days. We've had Sam Miller, who's a women's football media journalist, and we've also had a football freestyler from America on the podcast by the name of Torin Lynch. So yeah, we've been able to get a few people on.
Is the freestyler as good as keep up as you are?
Oh, she's even better.
Is she? Yeah.
Some of the stuff that she can do is unbelievable.
Oh, wicked. Cool. Yeah, so make sure you go and check out Lauren and Amy and all the work they're doing over there. If you have some content by podcast form or video form, it's on their YouTube channel. I think it's on the website as well. Riff, some news. Going to talk about Divock Origi. His name is in the title. He's been talking to a journalist or a newspaper article, sorry, in Holland about his future. Well, Belgium, should I say, sorry. So his response to transfer speculation development under Jurgen Klopp. Just let me find his quote. He said, "I am a better player than last year. Klopp has given me the space to develop myself. I always listen to my instinct and continue to work. We have spoken with Liverpool and we have a nice course ahead of us. I just want to get better here. It is a project for me. I want to follow it. I don't know how long I will do that." Encouraging quotes, I suppose, Lawrence. It's difficult. We don't know what's going on with the transfer window, whether people will buy or sell or any of that thing. But from Divock Origi's perspective, you know, today's one of those days. I think it's the anniversary of the Newcastle goal. So, you know, it's quite fitting, actually. But, you know, he scored those iconic goals. He has got better. I think fans have got more confidence in him. I get stuck with Origi because he gets shoved out on the left. And for me, he's ineffective. But that's not his fault. So for him to improve and say that he wants to stay at Liverpool, I think it's probably encouraging, isn't it?
Yeah, it's really encouraging. And, you know, obviously he wants to stay at the club and stay working under Klopp. Like, he spoke very highly of him. And you know, as a player, why wouldn't you want to work for probably the best manager in the world at the minute? Like you said, sometimes when he does come on and get stuck on the left, he doesn't really make much of an impact. But when I see a Origi come on, his first instinct is to get at the defence, whether we're losing, whether we're winning, whether it's the 40th minute, whether it's the 91st minute. Like, he's constantly full of energy and looking to create something. And, you know, he's still only 25. He's still got a lot of his career ahead of him. So for him to want to stay here and not maybe, you know, this is probably is the best time for him to go somewhere else and find a club where he probably can be the main number nine and the main striker for them. But he wants to stay at Liverpool and continue working under Klopp and in this team. So yeah, I mean, I'd happily keep it really. Like, I love him. I think he does the business for you when you need him to.
It must be quite hard to have that attitude. I think you're spot on there. For you know, I get frustrated when he comes out on the left, but you know, he must be as well, because he's not, you know, shown his full potential. But like you said there, the fact that he wants to kind of stay, hang around, improve, I think, you know, whatever happens next season, you know, there's plenty of game time for him, isn't there? So yeah, you're quite right. You know, for Liverpool's perspective, this is probably the best time to cash in on him, maybe, because he's shown his potential. For him to say he wants to stay and continue, I think you're right, he's spot on. Moving on to Jordan Henderson. Help us launch online raffle, hashtag shirts for heroes to raise funds for NHS. This is from thisisanfield.com. Jordan Henderson is helping lead the charge once more in a bid to raise further funds to the NHS by selling shirts. They're going to do some work between football players through the Premier League and eBay to sell off raffle tickets. All the details on the This Is Anfield article. But Lauren, I think this is quite good in the sense of it's Jordan Henderson yet again. Yeah. You know, someone who's been tipped for Sports Personality of the Year for all the stuff that he's done previously. Footballers have got a bad rap because of Matt Hancock is a cock, basically. So he's moved on. But Jordan Henderson just not resting on his laurels and continuing to do support. And for someone like yourself, you work in the NHS. Yeah. So, you know, what does that mean to you, that the fact that you're getting, not you personally, but, you know, there's continued support from footballers or high-profile people that are willing to support what you and your workmates do?
Yeah, it's amazing to see. And obviously, you know, he was at the forefront of that Players Together campaign as well. So he hasn't just done one thing and gone, oh, I've done my part there, let's just leave it at that. He's still working to try and get more stuff in place to raise more money for the NHS, which is, like, incredible to see. And, you know, footballers do get a bad rap for the amount of money that they earn or stuff like that. But it's been nice that in this time they've been able to put football aside and all that type of stuff aside and just focus on what's important, which is the NHS at the minute. And yeah, it's amazing to see that he's not just stopping at one thing. He's going to continue to go and continue to try and raise money for something that's, you know, is very underfunded and needs all the help it can get.
Does that, just have a personal point of view, and this has nothing to do with football, but does that sort of thing help morale in, like, a workplace like that, when, you know, you just talk about it in the workplace, not Jordan Henderson specifically, but, you know, like this Captain Tom and all this stuff of people doing things to raise money to support what you guys do? Does it help boost your morale?
Yeah, it's amazing to see. Like, I work on a ward, so, you know, I work very close with nurses and doctors, and the work that they do, just not when there's a pandemic, like, just in everyday life, is amazing. So, like, football is a big talking point, and Liverpool's a footballing city, so the first thing you do when you go into work is, oh, did you see the match at the weekend, or did you see the match last night? And, you know, I walked into one of them into work a few weeks ago, and there's a big cardboard cutout of Mo Salah, like, in one of the corridors, and it's just like, as soon as you've seen it, it just put a little smile on your face. So I'm sure that all the nurses and the doctors who, you know, are interested in that type of, interested in football and that type of stuff, are seeing this and thinking, oh, that's really nice to see, especially from, like, you know, the captain of Liverpool and all the clubs in the Premier League. And obviously, like, Captain Tom raising millions and millions of pounds at, like, 100 years old is amazing to see as well.
Good. We're going to give Lauren a little round of applause for all the work that you're doing. Thank you, Lauren. Hopefully the people in the comments will join in. This is probably badly timed, the way I've put this agenda in order, but Lauren's done an interview. He said he wants a holiday after COVID-19's end. He said we need time off to recover mentally. I'm taking this from Empire of the Cop. He says it hasn't been easy. We've been locked up in our homes for 46 days now. The psychological aspect is the most difficult to overcome. I work out on my own as much as I can. I kick the ball around with my son and our lawn, but the training with the team is totally different. I try to stay motivated any way I can. I get up in the morning and I tell myself I'm going to get knackered in training today. Then at least I've managed to lose some weight. This has got a mixed response, Lauren. I understand where he's come from. And I don't know whether it's the way it's worded or the way it's been sold, you know, on Twitter and all this stuff kind of makes him look out to be the bad guy. I think he's kind of asked questions about it. He's not just come out and say, like, listen, I want a break.
Yeah.
But I think it must be hard. I understand where he's coming from. I think it's just like when you go, as I said, it's bad time. I went from an agenda about Jordan Henderson raising money for, you know, NHS staff, and then the Lovren thing, I didn't do that on purpose. But it must be hard for the players to kind of do that. And you kind of think, you know, but we're all in this together, aren't we? You know, like, you know, I'm finding it hard, and part of me kind of thought, you know, what do you do about a holiday? And because of the work that we do, if football comes back and, you know, there's, I don't know, 7 weeks of solid football, and then there's like a week or 2 week break, for example, then you're back into it again. The best thing you can do is probably treat this as kind of like a holiday, especially for footballers, isn't it?
Yeah, like, they obviously went into isolation like a week or two before us as well, like as a precautionary thing. So I do see where he's coming from. Like, I'd love nothing more than a holiday now. Like,
yeah.
We've all been cooped up inside for ages, and like, no, I'm missing out on going to America in June because of all this. So, like, yeah, of course you'd love a holiday, but you can see why people are complaining about it. And like you said, you don't know whether those words have been twisted or it's just the way it's been portrayed. But yeah, it probably wasn't the best timing for him to say what he said.
The words Lovren in the interview never have a good reception, do they? Because he's famed for doing it before games, then we lose and then it's all his fault. There's absolutely no correlation at all. But yeah, I think, you know, because we're all in the same boat, and I said, like, the work that you and your colleagues are doing in NHS, there's people that are worse off than him, aren't there? And I'm sure this isn't him having a moan. I'm sure he's been asked about it, but it's important to realise that the players who rely on a team game, it's so important for them to kind of build that back up. It must be hard for them.
Yeah, and, like, you know, sitting at home, probably kicking a ball with, I don't know, I think his son's only like 3 or something like that, is obviously a lot different than kicking the ball with Mo Salah at Melwood.
You'd like to think so, Lauren.
Yeah, you'd like to think so. So I think just that, I think they're probably all just missing that environment in general. Like, the whole, you know, the squad's massive. Being in training at Melwood is probably really enjoyable for them. So it's for them all to have to do it over Zoom or Skype or whatever, obviously isn't the best, but there is ways that they can keep, you know, team morale high and stuff like that. So, yeah,
it's not wrong to talk about it, is it? And I'm not defending him. Like, I don't totally agree with what he said, but he's not wrong. If he's been asked a question about it and kind of saying, well, this is happening, it's not necessarily him moaning. It's just him saying how he feels, and potentially that could encourage other people to kind of talk about the same thing. Or if a footballer is in a similar position to what we're all feeling, yeah. I mean, that's not necessarily a bad thing, is it?
No, and, like, there's obviously, mental health is massive, so it's important that if you are feeling, you know, a little bit down about the current situation and you're feeling a bit trapped, like, because you're cooped up inside, it's important to talk about your feelings about it. And obviously his words have probably just been...
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. JD Power ranks Sleep Number number 1 in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For JD Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Life is full of awesome what ifs, and some not so much, like unexpected medical costs. That's why United Healthcare provides Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans to supplement your primary plan and help manage out of pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Twisted a little bit just for the sake of the article or, you know, whatever. And yeah, I mean, you're exactly right. It's important to talk about it, and he's obviously said that, but it probably just hasn't come at the best of times, which is unfortunate for him.
No, and I'm sure, like, to compare it, like, it must be really bad for him, stuck in a massive mansion and shitloads of money. Do you know what I mean? Is people worse off than him? Yeah. Moving on slightly, this is from Friday, but I don't think we touched on it, so I was going to chuck it in the agenda now. There's a Premier League meeting on Friday. The key sentence that I took from this was the clubs reconfirmed their commitment to finishing in the 1920 season, maintaining the integrity and competition welcomed by the government support. There's a few things to this, Lauren. I think the government are going to announce some stuff later on this week. So I think the Premier League have waited. There's a Premier League meeting this week as well, which we'll come on to in a second. But again, it's just that I change my mind on a daily basis whether the season's going to continue or not. I'm sure loads of people in the comments are the same. Of going, like, France finished their league and PSG were champions. And then the other day I was like, oh, that might happen. And then I'm seeing stuff of, like, this, the Premier League, they want to finish their thing, it was safe to do so. But it's on the government support and what they want to go and do. Where are you at in your mind at what's going to carry on? Or are you the same as me?
I'm exactly the same as you. It changes every day. I think me and my dad must have the same conversation about 4 or 5 times a day, because we just don't know what's going to happen and like, what the best thing is. Obviously, us as Liverpool fans, would love nothing more for the season to start up again. But you've got to think of the bigger picture at times. And if it's genuinely not safe to do so, then right now in the next couple of weeks, then that's just just what has to be.
There's a couple of things within that as well, because like I've said, don't do so, and I think it's in the argument of like if you're taking NHS staff away from, you know, hospitals and stuff, then don't do it because it's pointless. Yeah. I think Gary Nell suggesting go and play it in a country where they don't have COVID-19, which is just fucking stupid because you're in danger of taking it over there. But yeah. I've also seen the argument in the sense of it could potentially be, and this isn't my words, it could be one of the safest places because they're going to be so well protected and looked after, and they're going to have constant tests. You know, in a month's time, you know, if the government meet the standards that they're setting for tests and stuff like that, you know, the world could look very different in a month's time. So, you know, it could be okay. And then it's got the sense of it's escapism for us and a lot of other people, getting things back on the road and stuff like that. So maybe it is a good thing. But we'll have to wait and see. Things are changing. Go on, Lauren, sorry.
No, I was just going to say, like, you're exactly right. Like, I think everyone's thinking about, like, the implications of next season as well, like, more so than this season. Like, everyone's going on about, like, who goes in Champions League and all that type of stuff, but it's just got to be, you know, one day at a time. And like you said, like, I don't see lockdown being fully lifted anytime soon, but then also, like you're saying, it might be the best thing to leave it here because they are very well protected. But I don't know, it's a big headache to have, and I'm glad I'm the one doing it.
Yeah, and again, also these restrictions, and then there's another spike, then you just reset yourself to go back 4 or 5 weeks later anyway. So we'll wait and see on that. The Premier League decision, as I mentioned before, for Everton Liverpool on knife edge is crucial, vote draws near. Premier League plans for project restart as neutral ground issue contested. There was a meeting later on this week, as I said before. Suspended since March the 13th because of the coronavirus, yet the current plan to play matches in neutral venues has seemingly led to significant divisions among 20 teams. The Times claim there could be an opposition to the neutral ground idea for as many as 8 clubs. And this is part of the continuation of what's going to happen with this league, Lauren, of I think this team's near the relegation that kind of said, well, if you're going to go on neutral grounds and we don't want to do it and everyone's kicking up a fuss. But if it's going to be neutral grounds and there's going to be no fans there anyway, I'm not entirely sure what difference that makes. Maybe it's a psychological edge or something like that.
Yeah, my dad said the same thing to me yesterday. He was like, I don't see the reason why neutral grounds wouldn't be a thing, because I think it might have been someone from Brighton who said, oh, we want to play our remaining home games at home. And you can see why, because I think it is very much psychological. I was saying to my dad yesterday, it's sort of like a home comfort for those players. You know, when they get to the stadium, they know what they're doing. They know the pitch. They know the surroundings. Obviously, there's not going to be fans there, but it's probably just a little bit of home comfort for them. But then, like you're saying, football's football, no matter where you play it. So
I saw something else as well. I think there was someone down at the bottom of the league. It might have been Brighton. They said they want relegation off the table if they're going back to football or anything. Was it Brighton?
I don't know whether it was Brighton, but I know what you're talking about, yeah.
I was just going, you can't be using like leverage like that to say, I want to continue the sport. I think it's a disgrace. We're going to get to some of your comments in a minute. One more topic. It wouldn't be a news show, obviously, without some Timo Werner chat. I know we talked about transfers and stuff before. It's a piece from The Independent. Liverpool have not ceased their interest in signing Timo Werner, but the club have made no concrete decisions around transfers, given the financial implications of the coronavirus and uncertainty over how it will reshape the market. That's not really news. I just wanted to put some Timo Werner chat into the conversation today, Lauren. But again, it brings the conversation about of, you know, the transfer window. Yeah. And it probably plays into Divock Origi as well. You know, Liverpool aren't going to sign Timo Werner. Maybe Divock Origi's looking at that and saying, sound, you know, my position's not a threat there.
Well, yeah, exactly. You know, having Timo Werner would be absolutely amazing. He's an incredible player. But like you're saying, if we don't sign him and the transfer window's voided or whatever, and you do have a striker like Divock Origi who can improve on what he's already done at the club, then you might be like Klopp and his backroom staff might be sitting there thinking, I don't need to go and sign him straight away. I can wait till next season. Let's give Origi a chance and another season to see what he can do and what you know. Origi might end up being a really pivotal player for us next season. You just don't know. So yeah, it could just play into his hands nicely.
Yeah, could do. Some of your questions and comments. Firstly, on Divock Origi, Stephen Somerville says, people forget what Origi did for Liverpool last season. Scored crucial goals against Barca, Newcastle and Champions League final. I would call him a legend for what he did. I'm happy we'll be staying. I get that.
Yeah.
But like, I don't know if it's just things playing like recent things. I mean, me and Tom went to the Chelsea game and like, I know everyone wasn't great in that game, but you stick out in your mind. Like I said, he was out on the left. he just seemed to be a bit predictable. And I was like, how many times can you say like he scored all these iconic goals? Everton's another one, for example. And I think that kind of buys him a bit more time, doesn't it? And it was an interesting point you made. If he's only 25, like it feels a lot longer than that because he's been around for so long, doesn't it?
Yeah, I think, did we sign him when he was like 19 or 20, something like that? So he's actually been here for ages. He's obviously had like his loan spells and stuff like that. So, but yeah, like those iconic goals do stick out in your mind. And like, I'm the type of person who like, whenever I look at Origi, I don't picture his bad moments on the left wing. It's always just, I remember when he's like the Champions League final goal, or do you remember when he scored that great goal against Everton? Like, that's just, and I think that's just with a lot of players, like, especially if they've made such big impacts like that on games, you don't remember the bad. You always think of the good times.
Yeah, I think the first goal of the season was it the own goal against Norwich? He was out wide left for that one, so you know, yeah. he has improved in that position. Stephen Somerville says he loves the Red Men Women content as well. Jordan Henson is the best player in the world. Origi will retire at Liverpool. Goat. Andy Ellis says he needs to play through the middle. Liam Lawrence says, I think of a Liverpool point of view, be outstanding for him to stay. Good impact player, but might be time for him to move on first choice, be somewhere else. That all depends on the clubs, doesn't it, Laurie? No, we're seeing the impacts of the coronavirus. And I said, you know, it's not just a case of Origi wants to go or Liverpool want to sell him. It's can other people afford him, because, you know, people are cutting costs. We've seen, you know, I think it's still Bournemouth and Norwich, the only two teams to furlough people. There's rumours that if it doesn't continue and people, you know, don't get the TV money, or they have to give some of the TV money back, they could go bust. So maybe it is right for Divock Regis to say, well, I'll just wait another season and kind of buy me time.
Yeah, he's very happy to do that. I think for him personally, it probably is looking ahead to next season or the season after, because, you know, if he's still just a bench player and he's only getting a few minutes here and there every other game, and he's only getting a couple of starts a season, like the cup competitions or whatever, he is going to look at that. I think, I know, I'd rather go and play first team football somewhere else, whether that's in England or abroad, just so he can end his career on a good note, rather than, you know, he's achieved a lot at Liverpool. He's won the Champions League. He could potentially win the Premier League. Like, he'll look back on his time at Liverpool with fond memories, and I don't think he'll leave unless it's absolutely necessary or it's good for him personally.
Yeah. Just a few on the Lovren stuff. Liam Lawrence says, why should they? Is Paul and Chris giving you time off before you go back? There's not going to be time to take a break for us, I don't think. Tom's laughing his head off in the background. I had a week booked off, but I think Paul was ill, so you just cancel it and just knuckle down and carry on. So that's why I said before, like, Lauren, it's everyone's in the same boat. Like, you know, I'd love a couple of weeks off, but when the footy season kicks off, there won't be time to take holidays, so you just crack on, don't you?
Yeah, that's it. Like, you've just got to get on with it. It is what it is at the end of the day, isn't it?
What's going on with the women's stuff? Because I know the youth stuff was cancelled on Friday. Is it the same case for the women's thing as well?
Yeah, it's pretty much the same thing. And we've had no women's football since the last week in February. So, like, that's such a long period of time. Like, Liverpool women, for example, had three games cancelled between December and February that we still have to play. So we've got eight games left compared to other people's five or six. So,
and it's crucial, isn't it? Because you're currently bottom of the table, aren't
they? Yeah, exactly. We're bottom, so we could get relegated. So, like, if the season's voided, we obviously stay up.
Are you screaming null and void for the women's stuff and let the men's carry on?
No, because I'd always think to myself, oh, we only, what could have happened? Like, could we have stayed up anyway? There's this whole thing, do you know what I mean? And I'd feel so bad for those teams in, like, the championship as well, because, like, the top of, whoever's top in the championship are clear by a good few points, so they're nailed on for promotion, which is a big thing in women's football, because if you're not in the top, you don't really get money, you don't really get the training facilities and whatever. So, yeah, I mean, as much as I'd love for us to stay up, if we have to go down, that's just how it works, you know what I mean?
I'm going off on a tangent here, but is it Fylde, the team that have closed down as well?
Yeah, AFC Fylde have had to close their women's team down, which is so sad to see. So you can see, like, this is a big impact on clubs. And like you were saying before, you know, there'll be so many clubs that if the season is voided and they have to give money back at the end of the season, then it's going to be such a big impact in the next few years, never mind just the next couple of weeks.
Yeah, it's going to be a bad. Right then, Lauren, thank you very much for joining us. Don't forget to check out the Redmen TV Women's Podcast if you want some extra content available on Spotify, iTunes, or podcast apps, and on their YouTube channel and social media. We'll be back on Wednesday with some more news, and we'll see you then. Ta-ra.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.